Some of these poems are from a manuscript to be published one day called Practical Gods, in which I try certain religious perspectives on for size. I'm not a believer, but the questions that some religions raise are of great interest to me, and I try to engage them in kind of dialogue in these poems. This first poem is called Gelati, which is ice cream in Italian. Limonata, which comes up as lemonade in Italian. These songs from the corner church, wafting through the window this August morning, lift the job of sanding my scarred oak bookcase from a 3 on a 10-point scale of joy to at least a 4. Not a bad grade for an enterprise mainly practical, preparing a site fittingly handsome for the noble shelf load of Roman Stoics whose sensible pages, stacked now on my speakers, don't register on the joy chart. A cold wind blows from their doctrine that a virtuous life is in harmony with the cosmos, the cold, companionless cosmos that never comes through when you need a friend. No wonder the early Christians won followers. No wonder their living descendants sound joyful still as they proclaim that even here, near the corner of Hodge and Elmwood, the soul may be quickened. These singers have had a brush with vision denied me so far, though once, on the Appian Way, 3 miles outside of Rome, after I'd walk for hours inspecting the roadside tombs alone in the heat of August, wishing I'd brought a water jug ready to turn back, a man pushing a cart suddenly staged an advent as he intoned Limonata, Gelati, as if to a crowd, though the road was empty. An old man with the bright escutcheon of ice cream staining his apron, proclaiming that to ask is to have for the lucky few who know what to ask for. For a minute, it seemed the Bureau of Joy was calling about a windfall, blowing my way to guarantee an 8 or 9 on the joy chart, even if many wishes down on my list wouldn't be granted. Today, I seem to be focusing on my wish to sand and stain and varnish my bookcase, a job that a monk who specializes in repetition might embrace as a ritual. Let the moment expand, he says to himself, till time is revealed to be delusion. For me, here in the passing hour, the wind-borne singing brightens the moment, however faintly it enters, however it might be improved by the brighter acoustics of the New Jerusalem. And now it's time for a string quartet and a new recording. And now it's time for the baseball game on the radio. Whether the players regard the sport as joy or simply as work, the crowd seems alive with the wish to compress a lifetime down to a single sitting. Now for the task of brushing the varnish on with a steady hand while the crowd goes wild in the bottom of the ninth as a man on first steps off the bag, a rookie who'll seem a savior if he gets home.